Standing with your back to St. Enos subway station, looking up at Buchanan Street, we have two big retail sites to examine. Historian Fergus Sutherland joins me to discuss them. Firstly, look to your left at what is now Fraser's Department Store. Of course, Fraser's actually spread over a series of former Glaswegian department stores. So in this one particular, this was Stuart and MacDonald's department store. So can you tell me anything about Stuart and MacDonald?
Stuart and MacDonald, yes. Well, they were the ones that broke the duck for Buchanan Street. They were the first commercial occupants.
Ah, right,
okay. Before that, up to the 1820s, Buchanan Street was purely residential. It was these lovely tobacco lord style detached villas and some apartment blocks, if you like, to use a modern term for them. And it was so far away from the Trongate, where all the real shopping was, that people never thought that if you opened a business there, that it'd be commercial, that people would go all that way, so far away from the city centre, to shop. But in 1826, two gentlemen, Robertson Stewart, brilliant name, and John MacDonald, opened themselves a wholesale drapery. By the late 1830s, Stewart and MacDonald, as they were called, had expanded around the corner into Argyle Street. As I say, that's not the building we're seeing today. This is the one from much later in the 1800s. But the old farm buildings that were there were cleared away and the burn was culverted over. By the 1840s, Argyle Street itself was becoming very, very fashionable. People used to promenade along it to come and visit these new big modern shops that were opening up on Buchanan Street. We think of shopping being a modern day thing, but the Victorians were as mad for shopping as we are today. Mm-hmm. Just up from this, actually, you know, there's Wiley and Lockhead. They opened their new mega store, if you like, in 1855, just up from there. That's the bit of Fraser's today, which has got the full height hall and the glass roof. But it was a remarkable building, it really was. It was so spectacular that it became a tourist attraction in its own right, that people came along in their thousands just to look at the building and walk around inside it.
To return to Stuart MacDonald again, what's quite nice about this building, and this is kind of a classic trick of Victorian architects and a classical architect as well, is that Horatio Broomhead actually picks up the whole rhythm and picks up the language of the building next door, the department store next door, which was by another architect, William Spence. That was what the Greeks would call parataxis, which is kind of loosely translated as harmony, but also about speaking to other buildings. So it's that kind of quality. So that's one of the reasons why I really like this building, is it's firmly tied into the street, and yet he adds all these other kind of other incidents and details with the dome on the corner. So it turns the corner with this great huge copper dome. But then he has the other really nice details of those balconies, and then lower down the building, halfway down the Argyle Street elevation, you can see, when you look right up to the top of the building at the point, you can see Stuart MacDonald carved into the building, so you know whom the building belongs to. But then those two Atlantes holding up this balcony at first floor level, and they're really weighted down by the weight of this balcony, and they're carved by a firm called Vickers, who do the ornamental carving on the building. But they were actually ended up being called by Glaswegians Stuart and MacDonald.
With your back to the St. Enos subway station on Argyle Street, looking up Buchanan Street, turn to your right to view what used to be the Burtons building. Historian Fergus sets the scene.
Argyle Street is a modern name for a very old road, originally called the Westergate. It was the road which ran west towards Partick and Dumbarton. Started where Trongate finished, at the city's west port, sited close to where the Buckshead building stands today.
It's so funny to think of this as being, you know, out in the open and being open fields, and then gradually the development of the city kind of spreads over the top of it. And so when did the kind of the development of Buchanan Street itself begin to take place?
Buchanan Street, it dates from the 1770s. It was called Buchanan Street because it was named after the guy that laid it out, a tobacco lord called Andrew Buchanan.
You know, because of what happens in the States and the Wars of Independence, he loses everything, but his sequestrators of his estate decide to keep on going with the development of the road anyway.
That's right.
So, and it gradually creeps up. By the time you get to St. George's Tron, That's about 1827. So it's gradually taken that time.
And yeah, very
the kind of the scale of the street compared to what we have now is much, much smaller in scale.
Yes.
But it was for Burtons.
Yes.
So the tailors of taste.
Yes.
So what can you tell me about this building?
Yeah, as you say, Andrew Buchanan's old house was finally demolished in the 1920s. And the new Burton's store was built there. As you can see, it's got Egyptian styling. It's actually very Art Deco. Burtons themselves were a major company. They were formed in England in 1903 by a gentleman called Montagu Burton. They were very, very successful. By 1929, when this building was put up, they had 400 stores and factories across the country. They were famous for providing the tailoring for men rather than for women. Very famous for World War II. When that finished, they offered men the chance to buy a full D-mob suit, which was a jacket, trousers, waistcoat, shirt and underwear, which together became known as
the Full Monty.
Exactly. By 1952, they were the largest retail tailor in the world.
Right, gosh, there you go.
Yeah. But nowadays, where are they now?
Yes, it is a bit. We'll change days to Topshop and whatever. But the building itself and kind of the way that it works are quite unusual to see Art Deco buildings within Glasgow and within Glasgow city centre itself. They're not actually that many, which is mainly due to the state of the city's economy at that time, which was not particularly brilliant. So you do get a couple of major ones. There's the one on Bothwell Street, the Scottish Legal Life Assurance Society building, and you get the Burstford Halls, but that's really about it. Not that many Art Deco buildings in Glasgow, but this is a really good example.
Find out more about the development of this part of Argyle Street and Buchanan Street from countryside farmland to mansions and then flagship retail stores by going to our website.